Hey everybody, this is Joe Sack. I'm a principal consultant with SQL Skills. And for this demo, we're going to demonstrate customizing server roles in SQL Server 2012. So one of the key scenarios for this new functionality is separation of duties. Prior to SQL Server 2012, your options were to add people at the server level, the SQL Server instance level, add them to fixed server roles. So for example, sysadmin, which would often be way more in terms of permissions than you would really want to add them to. The other option was, if you had a set of logins, you could add them and then give them more granular permissions, but you would have to do it one by one. So there was no way to group it, and it in terms of the manageability story, it wasn't as efficient. So SQL Server 2012 now offers the server roles that you can add that are customizable. And what I'm gonna do is just set up two logins. We've got Jane and Annie. And imagine, if you will, DBA tier A, DBA tier B, so you have different subsections of a DBA team. And in this case, I'm going to add DBA tier A, and the syntax is very straightforward, so create server role, name of the server role, and then the owner of that server role. All right, so we've got a DBA tier A, and I can confirm it in sys.serverPrincipal. So this was around in previous versions. I can check, and yep, it's a principal just like anything else. It's a principal that I can assign permissions to. And now I'm going to add both Jane and Annie to that server role. In this case, alter server role, add member. And then I can validate the actual role members through server role members. So that catalog view is new. And then the existing, these were in prior version, sys.serverPrincipals. I'm going to join to that. And I see that Jane and Annie are members of that role. All right, so another straightforward example is just dropping a member. So if I don't want Annie to be part of that role anymore, it's just alter server role, the name of the role, and then drop member, and then the name of the principal that I'm dropping. So I'm dropping Annie. And then, of course, all I've done is added users and then removed a user or removed a login or a principal from that role. But you're going to want to add permissions as well. So in this example, I'm adding two different permissions. I'm granting alter any login to that role, and then I'm granting view server state to that role as well. And then another example is renaming it. So let's say DBA tier A should have been DBA tier B. And let's also say that I added far more than I did right here. So I have several permissions that I took time to add. I don't have to drop and recreate it from scratch. I can just rename it. And in this case, I just renamed it from A to B, just through alter server role with name. And I can confirm that indeed the one user who was left in that role, Jane, is still there, and confirming that through server role members and server principals. And then I can also see that the permissions that I assigned to it before I renamed it persisted as well. And just one last thing is, if you want to drop the server role, it's drop server role. I'm going to drop both logins that I use for this example, and then I'll drop the server role right here. So that was just a real brief demonstration on server role functionality, and thanks for watching.